The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Tonight we are live, and I want to remind you that when you participate in this discussion, you have a chance to win a prize. That's right. Each week we give away a prize from Sports Sheets to one lucky listener, and it's really easy to win. You can post a question or comment on our Twitter feed, Sex Out Loud Radio. You can go to facebook.com/asktristan and post a question there. You can email us a question, or you can call and talk to me and my guest. The number's 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And this is someone you are definitely going to want to talk to. My guest today is Stephen St. Croix, who has performed in over 1,200 full-length adult movies. In his career so far, he's received 55 nominations for AVN, XRCO, and XBiz Awards. He's won 19 of those awards. He also won 2 Night Moves Awards, and he's a member of both the AVN and the XRCO Hall of Fame. He is the Triple Crown winner for Best Actor in 2013 for XBiz, AVN, and XRCO for his role in Torn. In addition to starring in films for Vivid, Adam and Eve, Penthouse, Wicked, Cinemax, Hustler, he's also written and directed 20 porn films. He is widely known for his comedic and dramatic roles, and he's also appeared in some mainstream projects, including Baywatch, Babylon 5, Diagnosis Murder, 6 Feet Under, The Client List, and Castle. His new book is called Porn Star, Everything You Want to Know and Are Embarrassed to Ask. Well, I am not embarrassed to ask him anything. So please welcome to the show, Stephen St. Croix. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Tristan. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure because I know you in the porn industry and I know that you are funny and smart. And so I think this is going to be a good conversation.
It's been a while since we've actually laid eyes on each other.
But right. I follow your career and I follow your Twitter feed. So I feel like I sort of know what's going on for you.
Well, I spent the last year really getting involved with Twitter and tweeting a lot, and I think I'm going to pull back just because it's just a lot of stuff that just is unnecessary that comes out of my mouth and my mind. So
we all sometimes have to take a little break from the social media.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to start at the beginning for people who may not know, and tell me about how you first got into porn.
I had come to California in the early 90s, like most young men, I bounced from job to job. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And by way of that, I had come into a job selling video, doing video sales for Arrow Productions. They were a company, if anybody's familiar with Deep Throat, they were the company responsible for producing that movie. And at the time, Ron Jeremy's cousin was running the company, and he called me into his office one time, and he said, "Hey, would you be interested in becoming or being a production assistant for a couple days on a shoot?" And I thought about it and about a millisecond, and I said, "Yeah, sure. What do you need me to do?" So he told me, you know, I had to, like, you know, get the food for the crew and the cast, and basically be a gopher and be at the disposal of the crew or the director if they needed something. And so I took the job, and it paid, I think, $150 a day or something like that. And so the first day was really exciting because deep down I had this fantasy of being on a porn set, and I wondered what it would be like. Actually, I already had romanticized it in my head, that beautiful girls, and there would be sex everywhere, and it was going to be like something out of a 70s, you know, New York film school, you know, thesis or something like that. And everybody was really cool. I mean, the performers, the female, the males were really cool. I think I think John Doe was also in the film, Biff Malibu, Deidre Holland, and of course Ron Jeremy was directing. So everything went well that first day, and I did my job, and everybody was happy. The second day, one of the actors who was in the film left the set, went to another set to do a scene for another company, and when he was coming back, he was speeding. He got pulled over for speeding. He had traffic warrants, so they arrested him. So we got this phone call. Now, mind you, this is the early 90s, so there's no cell phones. Pagers are fairly new. So we got a call from an actual payphone that we had in the green room at the studio, and he's in jail, and he's saying, "I can't make it back to the set. I'm in jail." So this was late at night. This is probably around 11 or 12. So they got on the phone, and they were calling the other actors in the area that were in the business at the time. And of course, you know, it was landline, it was answering machines. I believe it was a Sunday night, so, you know, people are out. So nobody returned the phone call. Nobody got back, and we had to finish this movie. And so I took Ron and Jerry. Jerry Garfinkel was Ron's cousin. And I said, you know, "I can do the scene if you guys can't find anybody to do the scene." And they kind of looked at me and kind of smirked and said, "Well, you know, it's very generous of you. Thank you. But it's a little bit more entailed than just, you know, getting your dick inside a chick." And I said, "Well, you know, guys, I was here yesterday, and I was very comfortable and very aware of the process that the performers had to go through in order to do the scene. And I said, you know, I can do this. Trust me." And I related a story to them where I had had sex with a girl on a pool table in a bar in Florida in front of about 30 people, including her brother.
And oh, Ron, that seals the deal right there. A relative always seals the deal.
And so Ron looked at Jerry, and Jerry just kind of laughed, and he's like, "Well, let's talk to Tina and see what she says." So they talked to Tina. They told her the situation. They said they hadn't gotten any calls back, but, you know, this guy, the PA, is willing to do the scene with you if you're so inclined. She's like, "Yeah, let's give it a shot. Let's give it a try." So that was my first scene in the adult business. It was Deep Throat 6. That was the title.
And you succeeded marvelously, actually, which is not a usual experience for guys first time out of the gate.
I guess. I mean, like I had mentioned to the guys, you know, I love girls. So having the benefit of knowing the process. Now, had it been a different situation, had I just walked onto the stage, not having been on a set, not seeing how people work, probably could have, you know, been some problems. But since I was comfortable, I knew the crew, I knew the cast, obviously, because we had spent the day before together. I think that all added to the success of the scene. And the girl was hot. I mean, Tina Tyler was, you know.
Oh, this was a Tina Tyler. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, that's not in the book. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love Tina Tyler. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have this first experience. Do you know anyone else, and I'm being really serious about this, who's got their start as a production assistant and then became a performer, male or female? Has this happened at all ever again in porno history?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really.
I've never heard of such a thing. It's like, I think you're going to inspire now all the PAs out there, like, oh, wait, this is my gateway to becoming a performer. I just have to be a production assistant. I mean, it's a funny story.
Well, you just got to be at the right place at the right time. And the stars aligned, so to speak, for that situation.
But also, you had been, what I'm just going to say, is a pretty sexual person before you got into porn. You right. said, like, before that, you had hundreds of partners, and you weren't bragging in the book. It was just sort of very straightforward. Like, this is, I've slept with a lot of ladies. What would you say, in all this time, is the best sexual experience you've ever had on or off camera?
That is not possible to answer. You know, there's such a broad variety of personalities, bodies, situations, emotions, environments, and most of them have their own intrinsic value and were great experiences. I don't think it's fair to rate a sexual experience as being the best ever. You know, the emotions that I may feel with a woman in private or a girl are related to what's going on, the environment and everything that led up to that. And so everything has its value. Obviously, if it's a situation where maybe you're drunk or you feel obligated, like you're on a date and you kind of feel obligated to throw somebody a bone, you know, maybe the experience wouldn't be as good. But I've been asked that so many times, and I find it impossible to answer it. But there have been a group of girls in the business, and there have been girls that I've been with in private that are forever etched in my memory, and I can really recall the feelings and being there. And I mentioned that in the book. I named quite a few of my favorite performers.
I like that you named names. And actually, the list was pretty varied. At first, I thought, oh, he has a type, but then there would be people on the list who were very different from one another. So it doesn't seem like you have one particular type.
No, I don't.
But,
you know,
go ahead.
Well, you know, just for me, what I've said to fans that have asked me about my thoughts on, you know, who your favorites are, who your types are, it all comes down to the person. There's obviously the initial attraction that draws you in, and it could be short and petite, it could be tall and, you know, 6'2" and 160 pounds. Could be blonde, dark hair, red hair, but in the end, it really comes down to the personality and whether or not you click.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that, but we've got to take our first commercial break and hear from our fabulous sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, Good Vibrations. They're doing a really good sale right now, people, which is that with a purchase of $50 or more, you can get a free Magic G vibrator and free ground shipping. You can go to goodvibes.com, and that special's running through January 6th. Now, if you get there after January 6th, they always have great specials on their homepage, so just check it out. And you can also use a coupon. Use the coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. remember, we're live. And if you want to talk to Stephen St. Croix, if you want to ask that burning question you've always wanted to ask someone in porn and get a very honest answer, this is your guy, people. So call us, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. More with Mr. St. Croix when we return.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today we are talking live with the award-winning, practically legendary adult male performer, Stephen St. Croix. Stephen, one of the things that I love about this book that you wrote, which is called Porn Star, Everything You Want to Know and Are Embarrassed to Ask, is that for me, it speaks, it's from the heart, and it tells your story. And obviously, everyone has a unique story. But I feel like there aren't many stories out there about men in the porn industry. I feel like we've had a lot of narratives of women, but we make all these assumptions about men, why they do what they do, how they do it, what they get out of it, what they're thinking. And we've never actually heard a lot of guys say it in their own voice. And you really bust a lot of myths and stereotypes. And one of the big ones, I think, you really already addressed right at the top of the interview by talking about your emotions and your feelings. And, you know, one of the things you talk about when you referred these scenes you've had and tell these little anecdotes is how you were feeling in the moment, if someone was really being present with you, what kind of connection you had with them. And that seems to be important to you, like important to actually the success of making a good day at work, is someone who is engaged with you on another level than just physically.
True. You know, I have to go back and say that throughout my adult life, I find myself on this path to trying to really kind of get some clarity as, you know, in terms of my own life and my own ego, my own being here. But what has always been a compelling factor for me since I was a child were interrelationships with people, the exchange that you have with people. When it comes to sex when it comes to the adult business. I don't think that's any different. And I think now, more so than ever, we really live in a time where people aren't present. We're constantly hung up on the past, and we are thinking about the future. And a lot of times we're not just appreciating the present moment. And, sex, I've always believed, is 90% mental and 10% physical. And I think to make a good scene come out from the screen and have the viewer really respond to it, those emotions that are in the scene between performers are key. And I can mention many scenes that I watch or I've seen where I'm just so disinterested because it just seems like it's an Olympic event that they're going through the motions, or like trapeze monkeys. And I think many approach sex that way. They're very disconnected. And I think you miss out on a lot. And, sex is always, it's an exploration of the intimacy, that person allowing you to be intimate with them, even if it's on camera, even if it's, we're in the business, we receive a check at the end of the day. But, obviously most people don't want to work with people that they don't respond to. Some people do. Some people just take the check and no matter what. But for me, it's always been important. And I think viewers who see that, when they see that emotion on screen between two people, I think they see it too.
But how do you create something like that, especially if you've never worked with the person before, you maybe have only seen them in passing, or maybe you literally just met them an hour ago? How do you do it?
Well, it's obviously, we're in the same arena, so we know what the goal is. And obviously the physical attributes of a person are the first defense, I guess, that you, or the first thing that you see. But again, it's been a variety. I like petite girls. I like tall girls. This Barbie doll type that's been inculcated in the minds of young men of what women should look like, with big pouty lips and all that, big tits and stuff like that. I just think it doesn't allow for any individuality. So the individual traits, the looks, somebody may have small breasts but long legs. I think these are the things that are real, and to me, they're exciting. A 98-pound girl or, some big, tall, thick girl. It really comes down to the chemistry. And in the end, it's how they treat you, how they carry themselves, that is kind of the whipped cream, I guess, on the dessert, the little cherry on top.
Well, I worked with you on my movie Chemistry 3.
And ironic.
The thing that struck me most about your scenes as a director is that it seems like you really like to get into the woman's head and figure her out psychologically, and that sort of takes you wherever it takes you physically. Does that ring true for you? That's just my observation.
Well, let's be honest. We really have been trying to figure out the psychology of women for tens of thousands of years, and we just really haven't nailed it. But I see where you're going at. Again, it's observing. It's observing how, they say the eyes are the windows to a person's soul. And I think that rings true. And when you take the time and you can look into somebody's eyes and see how they're responding, you can feel how their body tenses or relaxes, or how their, the girl's legs may pull me into her, or her breathing gets short or shallow or deep. All these physical manifestations of her pleasure and her eroticism, these are the things that you have to, that I like to pay attention to. It's much more than just you know, like running like baboons. It's, you know, the pacing and going fast and going slow and using the slightest touch and verbal. I mean, you know, women for the most part, I think would agree that when they're in a situation of intimacy, they're also going back to emotions that they may have felt for that person in a particular time. And as important as that is, they also are auditory creatures, so they like to hear things. And I find that sound is very important, and using my voice and using a certain speaking at a certain volume or a certain vibrato seems to excite a lot of women. And you know, smell, touch, all these things. These are things that, these are the signs. These are the signs, the road signs that tell you where to go. So I think guys should really make a point to really pay attention.
I hate quiet porn stars. It's like one of my pet peeves, male porn stars. And I hate when directors tell them they have to be quiet. It's like one of the worst things for me, the silent fucking machine who has no emotion and who doesn't like even grunt or moan. It's like, mm-hmm. You can't even then connect with what's going on. I mean, has anyone ever told you on a set, stop emoting, Steven?
They probably have, and I probably ignore them. The other thing that bothers me is when performers are only looking at their orifice or their member, like they kind of glance at the other person, but that just irritates me. Yeah.
Because you think they know already what it looks like?
They should have by now. You're not fucking just a penis. You're fucking a body. You're not just fucking a pussy. You're fucking a person. So, you know, look at the person.
Words to live by, people. He is really dropping some knowledge here. Words to live by. Okay, we're going to take another break and hear from our sponsors, including Astroglide. One of their newest products in their line of lubes is Astroglide Sensitive Skin Gel. I love this one, people, because it has no parabens, no glycerin. It's got natural ingredients, and it's really thick. It's great for anal sex. It's great for all kinds of sex. You can go to astroglide.com to find out more. Coming up, I see we have some questions on social media. I got an email question. We've got lots of questions, and Steven St. Croix is going to answer them all for us. So stay put.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We are talking today live with Stephen St. Croix, who's written this great book called Porn Star, Everything You Want to Know and Are Embarrassed to Ask. And I see that we've got some questions on Twitter, and some of them you answer in the book, but some of them you don't. So I want to start with one from Rick on Twitter, who asks you, what inspired you to start directing porn? What do you like about being on both sides of the camera?
Well, thanks for the question, Rick. You know, for me, I found, obviously, in my journey through life, that I liked being in front of the camera, and I liked the performance aspect of it. And what ended up happening is I took more of an interest in what it takes to tell a story, the art of storytelling. And of course, obviously, our resources are limited in the adult industry. We don't have the type of budgets to do the movies that you see in Hollywood. But at the end of the day, there are viewers, there are people that would like to be a little bit more engaged in the story. Obviously, not just looking at a scene of two people having sex. So, as a cinephile, I thoroughly enjoy. I like foreign films, but I like films that make me feel something, that I walk out of a theater going, like, I feel like I had a good experience. And I've tried to channel that in adult. And again, you know, the market's changing, the costs, the profits are dropping, mainly due to the distribution and technology and adult being content being so readily pirated. A lot of the companies are finding it hard to justify putting a large amount of money into a feature. For the ones that do, or the ones that give us a little bit more creative freedom, I enjoy trying to maybe relate to other younger performers. Obviously, I enjoy acting, and I want to see good performances come from other actors and actresses, and also sex. I'm a huge fan of pornography, and again, I want to try to make stuff that is as compelling to me to watch. And if I feel that I do that, then hopefully there are other people that will respond to it.
So you're a guy who likes, as a viewer, story-driven porn.
Yes and no. To be quite honest with you, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but it's very hard to watch porn actors act.
Many of them, yeah. No, there's a few though that are exceptional.
No.
Yeah.
No, there are. I think the problem is everybody tries to act, and I think maybe if people are just a little bit more natural, but that's a different discussion. With that said, I love like Dorcel out of France. I love their films. Adam and Eve, New Sensations, Wicked. These are all film companies that are still trying to put out a good product, a quality product, engage the audience. And the thing to remember is that the audience ages, they still watch porn, but the pornography that a young guy may watch when he's single or a college girl are going to be reflective of where they're at in their life. And as these two people age and they hook up and they get married and they have kids, they don't normally just stop. They probably don't watch as much, but they still enjoy that. So I believe that a lot of the new story-based or couples-themed films allow both of them to be able to watch and watch together and get what each one likes to view, in the context of, the porn, and to do so in a way that, you're not hiding it from your wife or your husband, and you both can enjoy it. And I think your sensibilities probably shift and adapt as you get older. And obviously, kids make a big difference in your outlook and your whole, that whole thing,
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for a while, it seemed like features were going away. Like you said, the economy has shifted dramatically. There's also, people stopped shooting on film, and gonzo, which is unscripted porn, became king. But it feels like now there's a little bit of a resurgence in good storytelling, in features. The film that you won all these awards for last year, Torn, is by Jackie St. James, who does some really fantastic scripted features. She's a fantastic writer, and she's really good at casting. And it feels like you guys have kind of met your match in each other. She is a really good storyteller and cares a lot about production values. And you've been featured in many, many of her films that really seem to make you shine. I mean, is that your sense of this new collaboration?
Yeah. First of all, Jackie comes from an acting background. She was from a writing background. And for those two types of field, the layers that are needed in a performance that come from a character are obviously things that you focus on when you're a writer or when you're an actor and you're doing a role. And so it's important to her and it's important to me, at least at this point in the game, to offer a nuanced, not even to offer a nuanced performance, just to be real, to really be able to capture the clashes or the internal fight that we all go through in our lives. And, the stories that she writes are based upon the complications of relationships, the expectations that are not met, that human nature that is all corroded and broken and fucked up from past relationships, and as people try to struggle and get through life and try to stay in a relationship, these things are complicated. So she tries to embody, or she tries to offer that in her stories, and then I try to play that. And it's perfect. It's good.
Speaking of which, I wondered if you'd tell me about your dating life, because I feel like you sort of talk about it in your book, but then you kind of skirt the issue.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
It just didn't see. There was a lot of information in your book, and there was one question which was, what is it like to date people who are in the industry versus not in the industry? And I feel like you were just a little less forthcoming on the issue of your own relationships.
Well, the book really isn't a memoir, so that's a disclaimer, and I think some people may be expecting that, and I am working on a memoir, and I will talk about that in that book. But as far as my dating, I had fairly long time serious relationships while I was in the industry. I was with two people that were big names, I guess. And then, you know, the times that I was single, you know, I dated, or I shouldn't say dated. You know, we had many relationships. And that hasn't changed. I don't know what else to say about that other than, you know, I enjoy being single. I don't have expectations that I'm going to find the one or that person that's going to be the end all and be all. I just kind of enjoy the individuals for who they are, and we both get in the end, you know, we have mutual things that we want, obviously. And then when that relationship stops providing the mutual benefits for them or for me, then it's time to move on. So sometimes a relationship can be one night, sometimes it can be a week, it can be 3 months, it can be over the course of a couple of years. And I think that's fun.
Okay, we've got a question from Jenny, who emailed us. Stephen, you've been in the industry since the 90s. What is the biggest change you've seen?
I think the biggest change is that getting into the industry or being a part of it became chic. It became... you know, it became like the thing to do. Whereas before, when I got in the business, we were kind of, you know, rebels. We were kind of rebels on the outskirts of you know, the conventional norm that society accepts. And I think also now there tends to be a trend where, I think for the girls, not maybe so much for the guys, but for the girls, they get into the industry because they're cute or, you know, they like sex, but they're not getting into it as from a business perspective or from a career and planning what they're doing. And I think a lot of times also a lot of the girls get into the business without having worked in the real world, you know, so to say, doing, you know, the type of jobs that people don't really get paid a lot of money for. I think they just kind of jump into it. It's like, oh, I'm cute and people want to see me have sex and I take it up the ass and I'm a dirty girl. And then boom, they're shot out by the age of 22. And now they have to go into the real world and try to have a career, hold down a job. But now they have to deal with everybody that's recognized them from their movies. So I think a little bit more thought, I think a lot more thought should be put into individuals who want to get into the adult industry, especially girls. I think they really need to think it out, and I think they need to be a little bit older than 18.
I agree. I mean, I think that that's good advice. Porn is forever, and so I think that, yeah, I think that if people thought about it and were a little bit more mature, I mean, you know, obviously there could be immature 21-year-olds, there could be mature, but... if you have to make the commitment to know that everyone you don't want to see the movie is going to see it, and it's never going to go away, especially with the internet. So that's good advice, Stephen St. Croix. And do you think you will retire anytime soon?
I think that my services are still being asked for and needed. So when I find that starts to go away, then I'll move on.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see you soon.
Yes. Stephen St. Croix is a porn film actor and director and the author of the book Porn Star, Everything You Want to Know and Are Embarrassed to Ask. Find out more and get the book at StephenStCroix.com.
Or Amazon.
Or Amazon. You can also follow him on Twitter at Stephen St. Croix 1. You need the number 1. That's the real Stephen St. Croix. The other one's an imposter, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And all of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about some of my upcoming travels, and we are going to Ask Tristan. That's right. I'm going to answer your questions. So stay with us.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. That was a fun conversation with Stephen St. Croix. So next week on Saturday, January 11th, I'm going to be in Burbank at ANME, which is the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. And I'm going to be doing interviews for Sex Out Loud with the movers and shakers in the adult sex toy industry right on the convention floor at the PleasureWorks booth. And PleasureWorks, of course, is the wholesale and white label division of Good Vibrations, my sponsor. I'm also going to get to see my other sponsor, WeVibe. As you know, right before Christmas, the WeVibe 4 was released, and it's been revised and redesigned, and everyone is raving about it. You can go to WeVibe.com. And I can't wait to see what they have in store next, because they're constantly innovating. I'm also going to get to see all my buddies at Sport Sheets and my friends at Astroglide. So everyone's going to be there. If you're going to be there, in addition to recording interviews with some high-profile people, I'm also taking your questions. So you can drop by the booth Saturday between 10 and 5 and record a question, and I will answer it. So it's like a little one-on-one Q&A session with me. So if you're going to be there, stop by and see me at the PleasureWorks booth. I also want to remind you that I'm going to be at CatalystCon East. CatalystCon is one of the biggest and certainly the best sex-positive events in the country. It's fantastic. It happens twice a year. This one's on the East Coast in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. They just announced the speakers and all the different topics they're covering, and it's a really incredible lineup this year. Lots of things I want to go to. I'm also going to be recording shows in front of a live studio audience. That's all happening March. March 14th to the 16th, 2014. And if you go to catalystcon.com, you can use coupon code Tristan for $10 off your registration. Now it's time for Ask Tristan. Here's a question that comes to me. Dear Tristan, I've been searching high and low for an answer. There has only been one way I've been able to squirt and one person I could do it with, my ex. I became addicted to him and our abusive relationship. I finally got out. However, I can't seem to make myself squirt and neither can my current partner. We've both watched and tried as many different things as we can. The way my ex used to make me squirt was I was lying down on the bed with my legs up to my pelvis over the side of the bed. He would stand on the side of the bed facing me and use two fingers inside me and thrust into me very hard. It, like with all of his force, it would almost look like he was stabbing me violently, but it worked. However, now I can't seem to do it. My current partner is using all his force to try similar techniques, but he doesn't seem to generate enough force. I've seen videos and it doesn't seem like other girls need as much force as I do. Is this a mental thing? How can I get a squirting orgasm again? I sometimes feel myself wanting to have sex with my ex again just to have that feeling. I know this is a ridiculous reason. Help. Okay, listen. You kind of answered part of your own question with in your question, which is you are not going back to this abusive ex person just to have a squirting orgasm. Okay. So put that out of your head. That shouldn't even be an option on the table because it sounds like it was unhealthy and bad for you and you're done with it. I do feel like there could be a psychological component to this because part of the ways that our brain works is sometimes we start to wire our brains to associate certain things with certain people. And it feels like to me, you've associated squirting and these squirting orgasms with this one particular person. And they've kind of gotten lumped together in some part of your brain and you need to extract them and disentangle them. I don't think it's a matter of you needing what you would call too much force. I've seen lots and lots of people ejaculate and they all need slightly different things to get them there, including a technique with a toy or with fingers that looks like a full powered jackhammer. I mean, I've seen that. And so I don't think it's a matter of you just needing too much force that like no human being can give you. I want to encourage you to take it off the table for a little bit and maybe take the pressure off both you and your partner, because I think one of the things that may be happening now is that you're overthinking it, both of you probably. You're putting pressure to make it happen, and that, of course, is kind of, it's like torpedoing the whole process, right? It's like not happening because you want it to happen so bad. So I say first, let's take a break and say, hey, I'm just not going to try to squirt and I'm not going to squirt. See if that takes the pressure off for a month, 2 months, a couple months. Then I wonder if you might want to try a toy. You said you like really firm pressure. And so my thought immediately goes to a toy like the Fun Wand or something metal, something heavy, something glass, maybe something rock hard that's made of either hard plastic or it could be made of glass, something that's going to give you a really, really, really firm amount of pressure against your G-spot. So maybe we take the fingers out of the equation and try to make it happen with a firm toy. And I said the Fun Wand by Enjoy, but really any toy that has that super exaggerated curve that's designed for G-spot stimulation and that's made of a really firm, hard, solid material will probably be able to do the job. So take it off the table, and when you come back, try something new, including a toy. Okay, thanks so much for your question. I also want to announce tonight's winner of a Sport Sheets Beginner's Bondage Kit. There's only a few names in the hat here, and the one I'm picking is Rick. Rick, you're the winner of a Sport Sheets Beginner Bondage Kit. Thanks for your question on Twitter, and you can email me at tristan@puckerup.com, your mailing address. and you'll get your free prize. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You also can subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes, and you should do that for sure. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guests will be former sex worker turned performance artist Annie Sprinkle and art professor and performance artist Beth Stevens, who are going to be talking all about eco-sexuality, what it is, what it means to be an eco-sexual, and why it's important. They'll also discuss their new independent film, which is called Goodbye, Golly Mountain. And it's all about environmental issues and coal mining in West Virginia, where Beth Stevens is from. It's a really exciting interview. There are some surprises in it. I've already pre-recorded it. And so I can tell you, it's a good one. You don't want to miss it. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.